And the news late today, about 7 o'clock today, the Bills announced that they have signed 5 new players, reserve future signings, including wide receiver Chris Summers, a linebacker Willie Jefferson, a safety Jawan Harley, linebacker Nathan Williams. And our next guest, he has some NFL experience, a former third-round pick of the New York Giants, and he is now with the Buffalo Bills, and he is now live on the line with us, wide receiver Ramses Barden. Ramses, thank you very much for being on the air. Good morning to you. Good evening, right? You like to say good morning, you just told me.
I'm glad you returned that to me. Good morning to you. I'm excited, man. I don't even know where to start, but I'll explain my good morning for the listeners.
Yeah.
It is my belief that the day is always ahead of me. I think it could be like that for everybody. So I bid you all good morning.
Well, it's kind of like the dawn of a new part of your career here to sign with the Buffalo Bills, isn't it?
It is. It is definitely a fresh start. It's a new beginning. It feels due. I was talking to a friend of mine, you know, maybe an hour ago, and I've kind of minimized football in my mind for the last couple of months because I've been without a home. And it wasn't until I talked to him on the phone. His name is Quint Simpson. He's a linebacker. We got drafted the same year. Now he's coaching. But it wasn't until I spoke with him that I just felt really, really grateful to be a part of this organization, to have a job, to have a home, to be able to compete and be part of a winning culture.
So let's regroup and talk about where you've been. Obviously, you're a Southern California native, and you went to school at San Luis Obispo, so you're pretty much from that part of the country, right?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of California in my blood, but I also have a lot of New York in my blood. My dad is from Brooklyn. My mom is from St. Louis, so I got my fair share of East Coast growing up. So I love it out here just as much as I love it anywhere else.
When you came out in the draft then in 2009, third-round pick of the Giants, was your dad a Giants fan, or did you have, you know, Giants in your background a little bit?
It took some convincing. I come from more of a basketball family, so for my first 2 or 3 years, he was still, you know, hoping that the Knicks were going to give us a call, or maybe the Clippers or the Lakers. But that didn't happen. I'm still waiting on that. You know, I got their number saved, but until then, man, I'm happy to be on the gridiron and hopefully catch some touchdowns for the Bills.
Tell me about those years with the Lions. First of all, tell me about playing with Eli Manning. How was that for you, Ramses?
Eli is a special guy. You know, he delivers the ball where it's supposed to be. Learning from him was a great experience because he's the epitome of early in and last out. I literally used to try to fight to beat him to work sometimes, especially in my first couple of years, and I rarely was able to do it. You know, he's a hard worker. I learned a lot from him about preparation, about being in unison with the quarterback and being in communication. You know, really with the entire offense. He does a great job of coming back to the sideline after series are over and you know, discussing what the opportunities are and where, you know, places are that we can succeed. But, you know, I'll take that with me wherever I go from now on.
When you came out in 2009 and went to the combine, you were the tallest receiver in the draft class, and the Giants actually made a move in the draft to go get you. Obviously, the Giants were looking for a receiver with size. That's how you wound up on their roster then, right?
Oh, yeah. They expressed a lot of interest. I actually thought I was going to be drafted in the second round because they had 2 second-round picks. But nevertheless, I was happy to find a home in New York. And you talk about a class organization. I can't speak highly enough about the Giants organization. And there's really just a handful of those in the National Football League. And I'm proud to say that I am part of another one, you know, as of a couple hours ago.
Yeah. I want to ask you one other guy from the Giants, and he just retired. Kevin Gilbright spent a couple of years here as offensive coordinator and kind of revitalized his career with the Giants. I always thought he was sort of an underappreciated offensive strategist in the game. What did you think of your years working under Kevin Gilbright down there, Ramses?
I think that you may feel that way, or people may feel that way because he's with the Giants, and, you know, he's worked under Tom Coughlin, and the Giants have Super Bowls and this and that, but you talk about somebody who's got an eye and an understanding for how offenses and defenses work. I've watched enough football over the last 2 years to see really a majority of teams adopt at least a package, which is a series of plays, of Kevin Gilbride's offense, which is, you know, heavily option-based for the receivers and the quarterbacks, where they do a lot of reading on the fly. And, the last couple of years, I really have seen, I've seen our plays run, or excuse me, I've seen the Giants plays run, and it was, and that speaks to the mind of Kevin Gilbride to be a pioneer for his offense and other teams using it.
Ramses Barton is our guest, just signed by the Buffalo Bills after 4 years with the New York Giants. One of those years you got hurt, and then they brought you back in 2011, which turned out to be a good year to come back. You came back in November of that year, and were part of the Super Bowl run for the Giants that year, weren't you?
Oh, man, that was a special year, special time. I got to be a part of really a classic experience, a classic game. You know, it was 2007 and 8 all over again. We lost to the Patriots during the regular season. Oh, excuse me, we beat the Patriots in the regular season, and that was actually my first game back. And I caught a couple of big third down conversions, which really got my career jump started again, coming off the injury. And since then, I just had looked to be a part of that championship culture, and I'm excited to bring that leadership and that experience to Buffalo.
I know you were inactive, right, for Super Bowl 46. Were you healthy, Ramses, and were you disappointed that you didn't get a chance to play against the Patriots in the Super Bowl rematch?
Well, I would have liked to play, have a more of an impact on that particular game, but in the grand scheme of things, when I look back at it and to see the energy and the effort that went into the preparation, the week of practice, the camaraderie surrounding the game, surrounding the weeks leading up to the game, I was excited as anybody to be a part of that experience. And when I look back at it, when I'm an old man, 145 years old, it's going to be something that I'm going to continue to cherish.
You've got the ring, right? The Super Bowl ring.
I've got the ring, as the song said.
Yeah.
shout out to Andre Brown on creating a song on the spot.
Now, so tell me what happened after that. You went to camp with the Giants, released, and then they actually brought you back last year, right? A little bit, a couple of weeks?
Before then, I had another year, my final year on my rookie contract, in which, week three, I had my breakout game against the Panthers, and I got my first start, and I ended up having like 140 yards and 13 catches, which, it opened a few people's eyes and probably got me some opportunities, workout-wise, and maybe opened the Bills' eyes and caught some people's attention, for when my time with the Giants was done. But that was kind of my really my coming out party when I had an opportunity to play. And, I felt like I was playing with the Mustangs at Cal Poly again. Just if the ball was in my area, it was going to be mine. And I feel like I can carry that with me from then on.
Giants let you go on the final cutdown last August. What have you been doing since then, Ramses? How did you stay fit? How did you stay active in this last year?
Well, when you're a football player in this league, you have to, dedicate a tremendous amount of time to conditioning and body and performance. So obviously that was a priority. But I've really been taking the time to explore other things, to evolve as a man, to grow, to learn. I spend every day, reading. I do writing. Poetry. I do a lot of things just to try to expand my mind. I like playing spades. I like chess. I like things that challenge me, things that cause me to think. And I love sharing with people. I love speaking with kids. I went to my college just last week, and I had a chance to sit down with the basketball team, the football team. Some guys don't even play, and just kind of share my experience and build and grow and just be a part of an evolving human consciousness, if you will.
Yeah, as far as evolving too, I understand you've changed your diet a little bit, pretty dramatically, in the last couple of weeks or months.
Well, it's unofficially, I've been vegetarian, vegan for over a year now, just about a year and a half, but. It was about maybe 2 months ago. I was at a friend of mine's house. I think we were watching a game or something, or playing cards. And I said, I might even mess around and be vegan come January 1st. January 1st is my birthday.
Huh.
And as soon as I said it, I put my head down. I said, "Shoot." I said, "Man, I shouldn't have said that out loud." And he looked at me. He shook his head. He said, "You're right." He said, "Now you got to do it." I said, "I know." But that was it, man. I kind of just declared it on accident. And yeah. I've been living that way already, but to declare something like that, to make it a statement, to make it final, now I am accountable to that responsibility, to that discipline. And, you know, it, I will myself to follow through with to what I declare.
Yeah, you're a card-carrying vegan now. You're out there.
I am a card-carrying vegan. I don't know what the card means, but it's a good thing I'm carrying.
Yeah. Ramses, tell me about this opportunity in Buffalo, what the day was like today, and what you saw when you were around the complex here today. What did you like about the Buffalo Bills?
Well, I mean, you get the sense of the history right away with the pictures on the wall, driving up, seeing the stadium, knowing some of the history, snow games that Buffalo has. I mean, it's a special place. And I'm definitely honored to be part of it. But, you know, we felt that throughout the day, seeing the pictures, feeling the history. But it feels like a nice place to be. You know, you hear stories about certain places that I'm not going to say no names, but are not as good as others. And just kind of walking the halls today, being in the meeting rooms and meeting with the coaches and the staff, it feels like a warm place that that cares about its community and its players and its people. So I definitely felt that. And honestly, man, I really feel that I could be a tremendous attribute to the offense and the team as a whole. I feel as if I bring some leadership qualities and I bring some hard work and dedication and a desire to win and grow and, you know, like I said, evolve the human consciousness.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for the 2014 season and to see where we can go.
What's next? Back home and then come back for the off-season conditioning program, the workout program?
Well, for the most part, I probably have to go back down to New Jersey to grab a few things that I got my friend's storage. So I'll take some time to do that. I'll see some friends and some family while I have the time, and I'd like to do some traveling. But after that, you know, it's back to work, and I'm excited to have the responsibility to wear Buffalo Bills insignia on my jersey.
We're excited to have you, Ramsey. I can't wait to meet you face-to-face. Thanks very much for being on the air with us via telephone tonight. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. And I wasn't sure if you were just talking fast, but I feel like I got to get this right while we're still early in the process. The correct pronunciation of my name is Ramsey, like Seize Candy or something like that, or Cease. So I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I just want to share that with you and whoever was listening so we can – I don't have to, you know, have any uphill battles. I had to fight that for like 2 years in New York.
Ramses. Am I saying it right? Ramses.
Yes, sir. It's S-E-S, plural on the end.
Ramses. Yeah. Okay. I think I was saying that. Good.
You are. I just wanted it to be clear for anybody else who might have been lazy and weren't really paying attention on it.
That's my profession, Ramses. I talk for a living, man. That's what I do.
Oh, you're good. But, you know, I'm a casual radio listener sometimes, and I know I can misinterpret some things.
Gotcha.
But I just wanted to do my diligence and look out for those who suffer from my same lack of listening discipline.
We're looking forward to seeing you. Thanks very much for coming on with us tonight.